Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway. The Grand Poobah, the Grand Knight of the Quincy Knights of Columbus Council, is here in studio with me, Chad Altgilbers. Good morning, Mr. Altgilbers.
Good morning.
And Chuck Zanger. Chuck, what is your title? Do you have Grand Poobah behind your name?
I'm the Deputy Grand Knight.
Ah, the Deputy Poobah. Okay, the Knight and the Deputy Grand Knight are here for the Knights of Columbus. And one of the most far-reaching and fun events that they put on every year is the Knights of Columbus Barbecue. And it's coming up this weekend. It starts Friday night at 5 o'clock, runs all day Saturday, well into the evening, and Sunday from, I think, noon to 7 or something like that. So we're going to talk about that today. We talked a little bit about it last week with Bill Anderson, one of the old guard at the night. Now we've got the young guard here today to talk about this. One thing that Bill Anderson said last week was that there's a big rumor running around that this is the last event for the Knights. You're not going to be doing the barbecue anymore because you're just rolling dough because of your 50-50 raffle and that big golf extravaganza thing that's going out there. But Bill Anderson said, not true, not true.
Nope, not true at all.
Okay, let's hear what the Grand Knight, Chad Altgilbers, has to say about this.
Well, obviously the golf is just they're just leasing the ground from us, so we're not going to see any proceeds from that. And as far as the raffle, it has helped a little bit. We've given a lot of that money away, majority of it actually, to the schools and places like that. And then our barbecue every year is, we give that back to the community as well, whether it's through Birthright or it's through the food pantries or, you know, whatever the case may be, the schools. We do a lot with schools. So we are going to have the barbecue until we can't do it anymore.
Well, that's good to hear because I think these little rumors get started. Now, on the good side of that, if they think it's really the last year, everybody will show up because they want to go to the very last one. However, it is not the very last one. There are going to be many, many for years to come. And Chad Altgilbers and Chuck Zanger, you have their word on that. But it is not as important from a financial aspect as it used to be. However, it's always going to be important from a social aspect. And there's much more to the Knights of Columbus than just raising money. You also give back to the community, and frankly, this is kind of the tri-state homecoming. You can park your lawn chair out there and just sit in one stationary place and watch everybody you haven't seen for a year walk right by you. So that's an important aspect of it. How important is that to the Knights, that this is a fun, family-friendly entertainment venue?
We all spend a lot of time to get everything prepared so everybody can come out and have a safe and enjoy themselves. It's very important to us. It always has been. We get to see not only our members, but also people from the community. And like you said, people you may not have seen for a year or 5 years, you know. So it for us, it's really enjoyable. It is a lot of work, and we're always looking for volunteers if somebody wants to help. But that's our way of saying thank you to the community.
Let's talk about the amount of work that it is. How many members do you have in the Quincy Knights of Columbus Council?
It's
right around 750.
Okay,
it fluctuates a little bit, but it's
right around basically that. About 750 men. Mm-hmm. Now, not everybody is probably able to be active,
right,
but a vast majority of people are going to have to be active with this barbecue, or it's not going to happen. Between the Knights and then the ladies, the Knights Auxiliary, you know, the women getting involved as well, what kind of manpower as far as sheer volunteers? And I know some people will work far more than just 1 or 2 hours. But Chuck Zanger, you must have a cadre list of volunteers for that 3-day event. Mm. Getting it together, putting it on, and cleaning up the mess afterwards has got to be yeoman.
I would guess it's probably, you know, 300-plus people, 400-plus people between the setup, the actual event, the teardown.
The food.
It's a lot.
Chuck's big in with the food, so, and his whole family does really well with that. There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Well, if you just get the Zangers involved, that's all you need. My husband was a Knight for years, and his dad was a Knight for years, and little Greggy remembers going out and taking the sliced onions and putting them into onion rings. Back when the old onion rings were made right there on the site and battered and everything else.
Yeah, we don't batter them anymore right there on the site, but they're still good.
They're still very good.
Still very good.
It is extremely difficult anymore to do everything from scratch, but you still try, don't you?
We do as much as we can from scratch. I mean, I think the barbecue we do bring in a little bit, it's made away from our grounds, but but it's still very good. And we make our own homemade sauce for the barbecue.
So the beef comes from somewhere else, but the sauce is pure.
The sauce is our secret recipe.
The secret recipe. Okay. So if you've loved the barbecue in the past, you're going to love it. And again, you have all kinds of different types of food. You've got fair festival food. You've got fish fry on Friday night, right? Mm-hmm. Chicken fry, chicken, baked chicken.
So yeah, on Friday night, we'll have the fish fry at the, I guess it'll be the North Shelter House. And at that same shelter house, we'll have the chicken, fried chicken on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Same shelter house that have the grill. So anything that would be cooked on a grill, whether it's burgers, brats, ribeyes, sandwiches, just all kinds of good food.
Whatever you want, you can get it at the...
I'm mostly involved with the chicken stand on Saturday night. That's kind of my area of expertise,
King
I guess.
Cluck. Okay, with the head of the chicken. Well, I'm sure there are people that take ownership almost of these stands, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
And they're very, very concerned about the quality of the food and making sure everything works out just the way they want.
Want to make sure everything turns out well, so we have, repeat business, every year after year, people show up for the, whether it's they enjoy the barbecue, whether they enjoy the fried chicken, whether they enjoy the grill, the onion ring stand, they expect to have a good quality food item.
Well, that's why you have to go all 3 days, because you got to get fish one night, you got to get chicken one night, you got to get roast beef, you got to do all of that. So food is always going to be a big part of it. Is that where you make most of your money on the food, or is that kind of a lost leader just to bring people down to the ground?
I would say it's been better over the last few years. The carnival that we have currently does not have any food trucks, so that's helped out our local food stands, the Knights Columbus food stands. But we do also still make a decent amount of money off the carnival.
And we'll get to that. Yeah, let's talk about it. So the food is part of your profit margin, but again, you want to keep that quality really high. One thing that people, you got to stand in line to get the food, but I guess that's just when you talk to your neighbor. And you can sit down usually in shaded comfort. Is there any air-conditioned place you can eat, or the air-conditioned place is closed?
Yeah, not currently.
No. Not currently, okay. So it's all outdoors, but you're getting a break this year on the weather.
Looks like
we're going to have a cooler weather, and that's going to help the carnival and the attendance of the Knights of Columbus quite a bit. Well, you mentioned the carnival, so let's dive right into that. You've got the Tinsley Carnival back this year, and like you said, one of the things that helps you a lot is they don't have food, so people have to come up the hill from down in the valley if they're at the carnival to get something to eat. Why the Tinsley Carnival? I mean, what goes into that? Because it's got to be a question of family-friendly, cleanliness, safety, how much profitability you have. I mean, talk to me a little bit. I've never had to book a carnival before, and you've really got to put them on... You'd have to almost have to make your commitment this year for next year, don't you?
We do every year, so... Last year when we finished and figured out all the money, we immediately had the contract for the following year. So at that point, then he's looking at his dates and we're looking at ours and trying to figure out if we can bring them again for the next year. The carnivals are kind of hard to come by anymore. So to be able to lock in with one and keep one, we've been very blessed with. So definitely want to book them as soon as we finish, Sunday night. We'll be talking to them again about the next year. So yeah, they are. They're hard to find. So, and they do a good job and they're clean. We are thankful that they don't have the food vendors. So people like, the Shaved Ice and places like that are extra vendors that we don't necessarily provide, that they get their share of it as well as us getting our share.
Okay. And so it boils down to, are they making enough money to come back next year? And are you making enough money to have them come back next year?
Yes.
So when you talk about percentage of how much revenues brought in, we talked about food being a revenue source. Is the carnival number one, number four? What do you think the carnival is? Because, we've got our county fairs and they've got carnivals, but some of those are not as big. This is a pretty big carnival you've got coming, isn't it?
It is.
I think in the past, the carnival has been one of our biggest revenue producers.
Yeah.
But the food side of things and the alcohol sales have been...
Are you kidding me?
At
a Knights of Columbus event,
yes,
you can get a frosty adult beverage?
You can.
Why, this is shocking information.
You might even be able to get two.
Well, that's great. Well, the thing I love about the carnival is I work at the Birthright Stand.
Mm-hmm.
And this year I'm scheduled to work on Sunday. And anytime we've got a little bit of excess that we can't quite get rid of at the birthright stand, I load up my little wagon and I walk down the hill. And those guys that are running those carnival rides, they're very happy to buy cookies, cakes, everything you can possibly
get.
That's
great. That's great.
One year I was bringing my stuff to the birthright tent.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it all sold because I parked down before the carnival, and the carnival wasn't even on yet. I'm just out there in the early morning, and these guys are sitting around, you know, waiting for the rides to start. And I completely cleaned myself out. I had to march myself up to the top of the hill and tell Patty Adam, I really did bring stuff. Here's the money for it. I just didn't make it to the stand. The carnival guys gobbled it all up. That's one thing I always do. I always make sure the carnival guys get a chance to get some of the birthright baked goods. But the carnival, you've got your armband day on Saturday, $30. And I don't have kids, but that'll make you, it's a good buy, but that'll make you gasp.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But today's world.
In today's world.
Yes.
And in 5 hours.
Unfortunate, yeah.
5 hours of all you can ride.
Can do, yeah. Wear them out and take them home, feed them. Put them to bed.
Boy, I tell
and then
you
come
what.
Back out for adult time.
Well, that's very true. That is very true. My guests today are Chad Altgilbers and Chuck Zanger, the Grand Knight and Assistant Deputy Grand Knight, to be specific, for the Knights of Columbus. You know, we talk every year about the barbecue, and we talk about you've leased the land now to this golfing enterprise and everything. But let's talk real quick before we take a break. The Knights of Columbus is a fraternal men's organization. And there's a very real reason it was founded, and it wasn't to have barbecues or bring carnivals to town. Back in the day, there were a lot of people who were widows and orphans, and the Catholic Church was struggling with a way to take care of all these widows and orphans, and Father McGivney and others come up with a way. And so talk a little bit about how the Knights started and then how you carry on that mission today, although it may be a little bit different mission. You're still following in the footsteps there.
Well, as far as the insurance side of things, that was primarily why it was started, because, like you say, there was a big problem with the widows and orphans. So whenever the breadwinner, because work was dangerous back then, or a lot more dangerous than what it is now, if the breadwinner passed away, and a widow and orphan would be left to fend for themselves, and a lot of times become destitute. So the insurance side of things really helped out quite a bit on to keep families, you know, thriving and surviving.
And that's still a very main purpose of the Knights of Columbus. The men join. Mm-hmm. Many of them do choose to buy the Knights of Columbus insurance so that, heaven forbid, something would happen to them or their spouse, who are often working now, too. Their children and their surviving spouse would be cared for and wouldn't have to fall into the welfare rolls or to poverty. So that's still a big, important part of it. But you also do so many other missions. I know pro-life is one of your big missions at the Knights.
Our pillars of the Knights of Columbus are charity, unity, fraternity, and patriotism. Obviously, founded on charity, so that's why we give back so much to the community. We do a lot of volunteer work. We raise a lot of money, but we give back so much. The unity and the fraternity of it, that's the kind of the social aspect of it, where we all get to enjoy each other's company, bond, you know, have a great time, you know, being with one another. And obviously patriotism's, fairly self-explanatory. We enjoy our country very much.
And the Knights are a worldwide organization, so your patriotism, you can it's who can outshout the other countries when you go to international conventions as well, right?
That's right.
That sounds fantastic. The Knights of Columbus Barbecue, folks, it is this Friday night. Starts at 5 at the Knights of Columbus grounds on South 36th Street. We'll talk about parking and shuttle buses. We'll talk about live entertainment. We've mentioned the carnival. Don't forget, Armband Day is Saturday, $30 per child or per person for all you can ride from noon until 5. And we'll just talk a little bit more about what's happening at the Knights of Columbus. But first, we take a break, head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative, see what's happening in our farm markets. It is 9:35. Chad Altgilbers, the Grand Knight of the Quincy, Chamber of Commerce, Quincy Knights of Columbus, and Chuck Zanger, the Deputy Grand Knight, are here in studio with me today as we get ready for the biggest event they have all year, which is the Knights of Columbus Barbecue. Now, we have been talking about it as a fundraiser, and it is, but you also have another fundraiser, that 50-50 jackpot game, and that's usually held on Thursday nights, but this week, you're pushing it to Saturday night.
Correct.
So, talk a little bit about this game and how it works. I'm still struggling to somewhat understand how this all works, but you can win a lot of money if you participate in this.
This is correct. I think we're almost 19,000 right now. Basically, how it works is you buy a PIN number, and once you have that PIN number, that's yours for life. We order cards from out of town, 1 through 100. Nobody knows what number it is, but you pick your number, and by the grace of God, whether or not you win. But we always have a consolation prize if you don't. At the barbecue this year, it's going to be $500. We will be doing it in the same hall that we do it on Thursday nights, and it will be air-conditioned.
But
so
it'll be Saturday.
But it will be Saturday.
Okay, give us a time on that because Saturday night 6 to 8:45 I think is the sales of
yep.
the. So you could still get
yes.
a PIN number and still be part of it, and then the drawing will be at 9 p.m. So it's a little bit different this week. So the folks who usually come on Thursday need to be there on Saturday night, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You do have to be present to win, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the first year you did this, it was unbelievable. You know, you went almost to 100 before mm-hmm. you got a winner.
Right.
So last year, not quite.
It happened pretty quick. Yeah.
So again, the longer the game goes without a winner, the higher the 50-50 jackpot is, and relatively speaking, the more money the Knights make. But it's not something you can gauge how much money you're going to make that year. So it's nice.
No.
It's extra. But it's not something you can almost budget for in years to come because you don't know when that certain number is going to be pulled.
This is correct. And
okay.
You don't know, you know, week by week what kind of crowd you're going to get from it. So it's unpredictable.
Unpredictable, but it's been a nice little extra add-on.
It has helped, yes.
For the Knights. Let's talk about shuttle buses. Now, when you lease the ground to the private entity that's putting out that golf experience out there, you told them, hey, during the Knights of Columbus barbecue, the driving range and all that's got to be closed because we need that for parking.
Correct.
So there's plenty of parking on South 36th Street on the grounds. Please don't park in people's yards. People don't park in their neighborhoods. Come down to the grounds to park. Is parking free?
Yes, parking is free.
Okay, and if you don't want to go out there and trudge up the hill,
right.
and you want to get delivered at the top of the hill, very close to where all the food items are being sold, and maybe the carnival is not where you want to enter. You want to mm-hmm. enter at the food entrance. There is a shuttle bus, and that's also free.
Yes, this is true. They are picking up at Quincy Senior High School.
Senior High or at Flynn?
It is a senior high.
It's a senior high.
QHS. Yes.
I said the wrong thing. I had wrong information.
Yeah, we've moved it this year. It is, and I said that wrong last week. It is at QHS.
So it's 33rd and Main.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
One of the buses, I've been told, is handicap accessible. Obviously, there's two buses running from 5 to 12, one between 5 and 9 p.m. The one that's between 5 and 9, there's one that's non-handicap accessible, one that is.
So you might have to wait for the next bus, but if you're handicap accessible, you can get out to the grounds and be dropped off right at an asphalt-paved part, and
right.
if you know, it should be pretty easy from there. That is always one thing. You
mm-hmm.
cannot say the grounds are completely handicap accessible. It just depends on how much somebody's willing to push. I mean, you can get around out there,
mm-hmm.
but it's like anything else. The terrain is not completely even. It's not
right.
all paved. But, you know, for years people have been going out there, and I think we do understand that a lot of the elderly people kind of pick the first tent, and then maybe somebody
yep.
else goes and gets their food for them
yes.
or something.
Yes.
So you try to make it as intergenerational and family friendly as possible.
And we try to keep all of our food and items like that close together so you're not going clear to the carnival for one thing and then coming back up for something else. So yes, everything is right there together. It's right there on the north side of the grounds. So you can pretty much get whatever you want, and there is a tent set up there that you can sit and eat at.
Okay. So the shuttle buses are going all the way up until midnight?
One of them goes till midnight.
One
does stop at 9. So out of the two, you'll have two buses running from 5 to 9, And then the second one will continue on till midnight.
And let's talk about, you mentioned alcoholic beverages. Now, the Knights of Columbus is a family-friendly organization. We'd like good Christian values to be exhibited at all times. But there is a time when the little ones go home and go to bed. And then another group may emerge as more patrons at the Knights. So you can get a frosty cold Budweiser any time of day there. But definitely a different crowd comes up out at night. So number one, what do you do as members of the Knights of Columbus, because you've got your reputation on the line, what do you do to make sure that things are still safe and fun, even though the rowdiness level may go up a bit? And that's okay. That's what adults do when they get together in groups.
Exactly, exactly. We do have police presence on site at all times. We have EMS there in case something by chance did happen to someone. They are around to help, and they monitor everything. So they're constantly walking around paying attention, especially in the beverage area per se, while the bands are playing.
Okay. Do you have to, can you pay cash at a beverage stand, or do you have to get a ticket? Is it a ticket program?
No, it's a ticket program.
Okay. And I think a lot of groups have gone to that because it's a lot safer to mm-hmm. keep the money in one place.
Yes.
Where the guard can be watching against robbery.
Yes.
And people feel a lot more comfortable. Also, stealing a blue ticket doesn't help anybody that works in your stands, but
right. Pocketing
$3 might be a temptation. Why have a temptation, right?
Exactly.
So how does it work when you have all these different alcoholic beverage vendors? Because to get a ticket, you have to show that you're 21,
yes. Okay?
And then it's still incumbent upon the server, who are a lot of them are volunteers with the Knights, to make sure that, you know, somebody doesn't come up with a ticket that doesn't appear to be old enough. You can still ask for carding at the point of sale,
too. That you can, yes. And all of the people that I have working them, they are paying attention to that all at one time, and they're also paying attention to what ticket that you're trying to hand them, whether it be one from last year or something like that. So everybody is paying attention to make sure everybody is safe.
And what kind of adult beverages are being offered this year?
We're going to have our Budweiser, Bud Light. We'll have our Coors Light. We'll have Spirit Knob. We'll have our highball stand again, and there'll be carbless and neutrals and things like that over in that area, and just our typical beers.
And then, of course, I think you'll probably have some their adults love them too,
yes.
but like ciders and stuff
yes.
like that for kids. So
yes.
there's a wide variety of food and drink on the grounds, so that something for everybody pretty much.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I imagine alcohol sales are a pretty big part of your profit margin too.
It helps.
It's not
it
bad.
Helps.
It's not
it
bad.
Helps. Yes.
It's probably.
I think our carnival and our food might be a little bit better than that, but.
Well,
but
you're encouraging people to drink responsibly too, and let's face it, the police are not without some understanding that they need to be patrolling 36th Street, because we don't want anyone to get drunk in their car, drive home from the Knights of Columbus
Correct.
Barbecue and cause an accident. So nobody's more vigilant than you, and you want the police to be very vigilant too.
That's
so
right.
you want everybody to have a good time, but understand that there are rules that will be enforced.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever had any kind of problems? I mean, have there been mass riots or big, you know, things overturned? Mm. I think most people are pretty well behaved, aren't they?
Yeah, we've never really had any issues.
There's always one idiot, though, right?
Typically.
Usually the crowd's pretty tame. I mean, yeah, the later the night goes, people are having a good time,
right.
of course.
And but the children aren't present anymore.
I've never really seen a major issue on the grounds, and we've been out there for, you know, I've been going to the barbecue my entire life, and
yeah,
I'm sure
Chad's
been.
Well.
As well.
Well, I'll try to cause one this year so that we have something to talk about.
I'll try not to, Mary.
Okay. So the buses are now from QHS 33rd and Main. Don't listen to me. I said Flynn Stadium this morning. I got bad information. There's plenty of alcohol. There's the 50-50 game, which will be on Saturday night. There's live entertainment. Tell us about the band. I'm old, so I'm not in with the in crowd. What do the Feels play? They're performing Friday night. What kind of music is that?
They had played last year as well. They were Rain City Eviction, but they've regrouped. It's going to be more of a kind of Chuck and I's era, like the 90s and things like that. And they play some older stuff as well.
Is it country or rock and roll?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what about Four County?
Four County Band, they've been there in the past as well. They play a wide variety of country and rock and things like that. Both very good bands.
Okay, good. nice to have those. I mean, I don't hear about those too much, so this is something different and unusual and always brings out a crowd. That's one thing you have to do. You have to constantly be bringing out new people, right?
I have to book them almost a year in advance. Yeah. So when this ends, by November, I will probably have the bands for next year.
Okay. It's a full-time job. Are you? You're the grand knight, but are you in charge of the barbecue too?
I'm a chairman, yeah. Okay. I have the liquor or the beer. I have the bands. I do some of the parking and things like that. I've got a wide variety of things. I handle some of the different vendors that we have. Everybody's got a job.
Okay, and Greg Zanger, what are you responsible for?
Chuck. Oh.
Zanger.
I got a brother named Greg. He's an awesome guy.
Listen, we're running out of names for Zangers, which is a funny story because a lady that's in a club with me, she brought her son, a little baby, and she's a Zanger.
Yeah,
and he had the most unusual name, and I said, oh my gosh, how'd you come up with that name? She said, well, when there's 113 grandchildren or something, we don't want to duplicate. She says, we're running out of normal names.
I know who you're talking about.
Names.
He's a good little fellow.
He is a good little fellow. He's delightful. But what is his name?
It's Walter.
Walter. Of course, Walter Payton. You can't go wrong in my book as far as us go. But I'm like, you don't see too many little kids named Walter.
Not
but there
many.
Again, all the Biffs and Zacks and everything were already taken. So what are you in charge of, Chuck?
Like I say, I'm mostly in charge of the chicken stand on Friday night. Or I'm sorry, Saturday night. My brother Joe actually runs that. I just make sure he has everything he needs to run it properly.
Okay.
And he does a great job.
Here's Gopher.
That's right. And then all the setup and everything. All the officers are kind of in charge of basically different aspects of the of chairmanship and set up, tear down, things like that. Yesterday we spent the morning setting up tents. So as you drive by the grounds, it's starting to look like the barbecue.
Birthright tent. You guys do that for them, right? Or do they send volunteers to help you?
The Birthright gets their own volunteers to run their tent.
We set up
the tent for them, yes.
And I think football has a football toss out there, and different groups have different things out there. Again, you set up the stand for them, but then they have to
run it if they
want to make the money.
Actually, the last couple years, the baseball toss and football toss has been run by QHS Baseball, and I've had three sons go through QHS Baseball. So I was kind of in charge of that as well.
Okay.
Since my youngest son graduated, I'm turning the reins over to someone else. So this year I'm not in charge of it, but I'm glad to see they're still out there and able to help out.
And so if you don't want to go down to the Carnival Midway and take those games, you can always do Games of Chance. I know the Birthright tent has all kinds of things for little kids. And again, even if they don't win, we usually give them some little prize. Because, I mean, the kids don't really... Some of them are so little, they have to stand on a chair. Some of them have to actually sit, on the booth, to actually play. But that's okay, because it's all about family fun and all of the fun.
We're very grateful that Birthright has that again, because years ago when we were kids, the KC ran all the over and under, the ball toss, everything like that. Those games kind of went by the wayside. And Birthright, a few years back, kind of rehabbed all those games and put them under their tent, and we're grateful that they did that.
So. I'll be out there from 1 to 3 on Sunday if you want to come out and buy something from me or see how it all works. We'll take our final break when we come back. Our final minutes with Chad Altgivers, the Grand Knight, and Chuck Zanger, the Deputy Knight from the Knights of Columbus. Their barbecue is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Everybody is welcome. There's no admission to get on the ground. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Two great men who are volunteers in our community and do so much for our community, the Knights of Columbus. They're having their big barbecue. Birthright has their big bake sale out there. That is really good stuff, folks. Don't miss the Birthright stand. They've got all kinds of kids' games there, too, in the shaded comfort. It's going to be a good weekend as far as the weather. I think you're going to really hit it out of the ballpark, and that's something you can never control. The Tinsley Carnival is back. Do you know what specific rides? I love that Pharaoh or Buccaneer thing. I just love that thing. Is that going to be back? You don't know until they pull up?
Yeah, we won't know until either Wednesday or Thursday when they get on site. I think Tuesday or Wednesday is when they come, tomorrow or the day after.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start setting up. So, no, it's on them.
But it's always great things that they're bringing. And there may be something new this year. Then maybe your old favorites are back. I mean, you just don't know until it happens.
Right.
Is there stuff that goes upside down? Probably. You don't know.
Probably.
Okay.
I haven't rode those games in quite a while.
I haven't either.
I think
I would think as the Grand Knight and the Deputy Knight, you guys would have to ride on every ride just to make sure
just
that
the
Knight's
safe.
Approved. Okay. I don't know about that. Okay, lots of food, lots of fun. Most importantly, though, why do this? What do you do with the money?
We give it back to the community. I mean, we give it to Birthright, and we give it to the food pantries, and we give it to the schools. I mean, what am I missing here? I mean, there's so many different places that...
We get requests for money quite a bit. Now, we can't give it everything, of course.
Right.
But, like Chad said, I mean, it's pro-life... is huge.
I know you guys bought
Columbus.
Ultrasound machines years ago.
So Birthright is a
big
donor for us,
or
that we donate to.
We've been controlling, we've helped them with their website for the last, four or 5 years now?
Probably.
Giving them more, giving them money to help it go along. And for Birthright, this is one of their big fundraisers for the year as well. So we really hope that they can get a lot of support.
Well, we hope that everybody will come out. I know when Bill Anderson was here last week, he said that probably at any given time there's 2,000 people on the grounds. Is that about a good estimate? I mean, obviously it varies. It's not the same people, but you could have 20, 30, 40, 50, 60,000 people over a three-day period passing through.
That's correct.
Passing through the grounds. Is it growing or is it not growing? Because there's more and more stuff to do now and
I think we're, based on what we've seen the last few years, on kind of like our profit side of things, our profits have gone up over the last couple, 2 or 3 years. Now, there was some down years, of course.
Well, COVID was a disaster.
COVID, obviously, we didn't have a barbecue at all during COVID, which hurt us a little bit, of course. But, the last few years, the last 2 or 3 years has been going up again, which is good to see.
So you don't really take attendance. You look at how much money you made, and then you kind of basically say that's how it worked out.
And we've got it, year by year, how it went, so we can compare. Of course, then you're also comparing weather. You're comparing rain days. All of these factors come into it. So if it was an extremely hot year, it might be down a touch from perhaps a weekend we're going to have like this weekend. You just never know.
Okay. Well, folks, it looks like the weather's going to be great. Get out to the Knights of Columbus Barbecue. And that'll do it for me today. Thanks to Chad Alkilbers and Chuck Sanger. And remember, Refreshment Services Pepsi Harvest Ridge Coffee brings you the Mary Griffith Show each and every weekday morning.